Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, November 19th, 2015. It's minus 13, feels like minus 23, and my feet feel like minus 28. But this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to check out how you can get simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting for your podcast or blog. With 250 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over every month, you can easily upload 4 episodes per month or more if you do short, quick ones like I try to with this show. And you can get more storage for just $20 for 100 or for gigabytes per month. You can use promo code Dailyish to get 10% off your first year of service with FeedPress. My thanks to them, as well as my thanks to Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go to check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly and with $1 or $2 a month. Much thanks and appreciation to the folks who are doing that, which I'll bring up a little bit later on in this episode. Just some struggles I have with that, I guess. But it got cold here and snowed yesterday for the first time, which is, it's later than normal. So as usual, you know, we have nothing to complain about, blah, blah, blah. But still, it's winter is now here. I had to shovel a driveway and kids have to get snow pants on for school and all that kind of stuff. And it's just no fun. So this has actually been in the works before this, but I thought I'd talk a little bit about my family's plans, my extended family plans to go to Mexico over the Christmas break. And what better time than when it just snowed and need something to look forward to. And it just as by way of explaining how this all happened, this is how quickly things can be misunderstood in a relationship that's over 16 years old, 16 years of marriage, but we were friends and dated before that. But anyways, this idea came forth. My parents were going to bring the family down to Mexico for a Christmas holiday thing, grandkids and stuff included, which obviously we were cool with. And I said in this discussion months ago, it'd be cool to go down and, you know, spend a longer time in Mexico, right? We could work from there. I could work from there and we could just sort of see how it goes, live life, you know, whatever. Sue said, yeah, that'd be cool. We could talk more and figure out, we should talk more, figure out how and what that might look like. So I'm paraphrasing, but coming out of the conversation we initially had, I thought, oh, sweet. We're going to go down to Mexico for like 6 months, skip winter, live on the beach. And my wife thought, we're going to go down for 3 to 4 weeks instead of the plan 1 to 2. And then we didn't talk about it for a while. And I'll skip all the like fun in between parts where we argued, cried, said sarcastic things about not wanting adventure or skipping out on life and avoiding our issues and things to where we actually landed in the end with both in very happy with where we landed, but took a lot of like hand wringing and frustration, mostly because I'm an idiot and sort of don't do a good job of processing things other than in the moment, as you listeners of this podcast would probably know. But anyways, we're going to go for about 6 weeks. I'll get to experiment with working away, you know, from any local clients as well as working with podcast clients over a sometimes flaky internet. Hopefully it'll be, knock on wood, it'll be reliable enough to download episodes and upload them and stuff like that. Our family will experiment with living in a completely different location for an extended period of time, missing out in school, obviously, friends, normal life, commitments of life and stuff like that. And bearing in mind, like, if you don't know, both our sets of our parents are either down there the whole time or parts of the time that we're there. And they go down there for winter all every year. And so we will have family, you know, very nearby and, you know, in theory, some babysitters and things like that. So it's not like we're completely being completely adventurous and going out on our own somewhere. But so that's our life experiment coming up. And I'll have more details to share as, you know, as things get ironed out. But it's really exciting to be doing something like this. I'm, of course, nervous about, you know, ticking off potential clients or current clients who maybe don't. Most of my stuff is through email, honestly, and so there shouldn't really be any disruption that way, but it still is just like, what if the big client comes along who wants me to meet with them and I have to say, sorry, I can't right now. And you know that, and when you say it out loud, it's like, well, obviously it wouldn't be a problem. You just like anything else, you can be busy or on vacation for a week and then you'd come back and stuff. But just when you're planning this kind of stuff, your mind goes to like all the what ifs. And so, yeah, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, it feels a bit odd to be doing something that feels really extravagant while at the same time asking for support on things like Patreon. And we wouldn't be doing this. We're not in a financial situation to do this if my parents weren't bringing us down there and didn't have a condo that they usually rent out for us to stay in. So we're in a very fortunate position that way. And we don't usually get to take advantage of it. It's not something we do every year and go, you know, fly down just whenever we want to go hang out in a condo by the ocean or anything like that. But it is still a huge privilege that we have. And talking about it kind of exposes more of myself, but that's something I've definitely been wanting to do on here more. So click the discuss this episode link if you've got comments or questions. As always, I'd love to hear them and respond in a future episode. I do this podcast, as I've said many times, for my own enjoyment as a, you know, challenge to myself, but I'm just continually curious as to who the 100 or so people who listen to this are, or who at least who subscribe and download it, whether they listen or not. Some of you reached out on Twitter, the subreddits, or email, but I still find it fascinating to think of these words I'm saying into this microphone being listened to somewhere random in the world. So if you're on the tweets and want to send a photo of where you are in the world when you listen to it, send me a tweet at iChris, and I'd love to see it. It's just sort of fun. So that's it for this episode. Oh, before, you should go listen to Transmission on Good Stuff, goodstuff.fm/transmission. I'll put a link in the show notes. Kyle Roderick of Good Stuff here got married, and you should listen to the YouTube podcast that we do. This week's episode features a chat with a dude who has gotten pulled up on stage with the band 3 times, as well as, or one of those times was with his cover band. And he was voted by fans to go be on stage again in Paris for an HBO special the band was going to be filming there before the attacks in Paris, of course, forced the band to cancel, reschedule the concert for a later date. So great chat with him. He's a Canadian dude out of Toronto that we had on the show. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, iChris on Twitter, follow Good Stuff FM on Twitter for more stuff from the Good Stuff stuff. And goodstuff.fm/dailyish is where you can find this podcast. And I think that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.